Well, hello and welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast, number 134. 134. And welcome to October as well. Man, this year is flying by, isn't it? Anyway, sit back and enjoy an hour's worth of modern surf music from around the world. However, we're going to start the show off from back in 1996 and the Fathoms. The Fathoms released three albums, Fathomless, Overboard, and Fathomness, in 1996 and 1998, and then again in 2007. But Fathomless has been out of print for about 15 years, and I've tried to look for it on eBay and places like that, and it's running up around $45, $50 for a copy of that disc. And, well, you know me, I'm not going to buy a CD for $45, $50. But, to my wonderful surprise, the Fathoms and Music Records have reissued the Fathomless album from 1996. All 17 tracks are on there. In addition, there are 7 bonus tracks, 3 tracks that have been previously unreleased from the 90s, and then they have come out with 4 brand new songs that are on this deluxe reissue edition. So what better place to start this podcast off than with the very first song by the Fathoms, title track from Fathomless. You're listening to A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back. Well, we just heard Hattori Hanzo Surf Experience. The song was Kashyyyk Beach Party. And the album is Meanwhile in Mallorca. And before that, the Fathoms started things off with the title track from their brand new reissue CD, Fathomless. Boy, if you like the that wet, drippy sound and traditional sounds of the 60s, you will love the Fathoms. Anyway, I believe the only place you can find this album is at Bandcamp. Go to bandcamp.com, do a little search for The Fathoms, and that should take you to their site where you can purchase either the physical disc or the download. And let me tell you, it is an awesome album if you like that kind, if you really like that kind of music, which I do. I just, how can you not, right? Anyway, speaking of new stuff, Davey Allen and the Arrows have a new album out. It's called Is the Grass Really Greener? I'm going to play the title track. He enlists the vocals of Lisa Michaels, and there are probably two-thirds vocals and one-third instrumentals on this new album. So if you're thinking it's classic, traditional Davey Allen and the Arrows fuzz guitar instrumentals, well, take a listen to this next song. And just keep in mind, too, that there are a lot of vocals on this album, but there are a good six or seven instrumentals. This is the title track, Is the Grass Really Greener? Davey Allen and the Arrows. Those were the Slop Tones. They come from Russia. The name of the song you just heard was Nor City. It comes from a 45 by the same name. And they have released several 45s, and you're going to be hearing many of those songs on the podcast to come. Good music from the Slop Tones. Before that, it was the Derangers off the new compilation called Gnarly Wave Volume 2, put out by Bongo Boy Records. The song was Revenge of Chupacabra, La Vengaza. And before that, from Paris, France, it was the Wave Chargers doing Tidal Jet, and that comes from The Wave Chargers Strike Again. And then Davy Allen and the Arrows, the title track from his new album is The Grass Really Greener, also available on download. My name is Clint Beachwood. I do have a giveaway later in the podcast. It is the last of the Supertone CDs that Tim Sullivan passed along my way. This one is All for a Few Perfect Waves, and I will let you in on the trivia question on how to win that CD just a little bit later in the podcast. Alrighty. Let's hear a band from Brazil. They're called Terra Motor. The song is called Agent Carburbano. Yeah. Nice little number there by a band called Radio Ocean. Album by the same name. Song we just heard was Lineup. Before that, from New York. Oh, by the way, they're from Spain, by the way. Leon, Spain. Radio Ocean. From New York, it's Aaron and the Burrs doing Oh No, More Bats. From their 45, Release the Bats. Before that, another band from Russia, Operation Diamond Bikini, did Montango, and that comes from Chief, Game Over. And then from Brazil, it was Terra Motor doing Agent Carburando. I think I mispronounced that the first time around. Agent Carburando by Terra Motor, again, a self-titled album from those guys from Brazil. Well, let's see. The Supertones have been around for a long time, 1988 to be precise, and they have released at least 12 albums that I know of. I think I have 12 of their CDs, and what you need to do in order to win is just tell me, let's give me 8 of them, okay? It's kind of a lot, kind of a long email, so you kind of have to be dedicated or really want to win this CD, and it's pretty good. It's mostly originals written by Tim Sullivan and the guy who was in the band earlier and who went on to do some writing, and he has, I think, a couple of novels out. His name is Presley Acuna. If you can name me 8 of the Supertones' 12 or more albums and be the first one to do that, I will send the CD to you wherever you live. Just give me your address and I will stick it in the mail, and it's on your way. On its way. Again, anywhere in the world. Gladly send it to you. My thanks to you for listening to A Day at the Beach podcast. And my thanks also to Tim Sullivan and the Supertones for providing these promo CDs for you to win and enjoy. Now, if you're on my mailing list, I do send out the bulletin that the podcast has been uploaded and ready for you to listen to. Those who are on my email list are the first to get that notice. And sometimes I'll put it out even a day before. I post it on Facebook and Surf Guitar 101. So if you really want to win it, I would suggest getting on the email list. I don't send the names out, obviously, to anybody else. And if you ever want off the mailing list, just let me know and I'll take your name off. It is just a convenient way to find out that I've uploaded a new podcast. All right, let's play some El Caminos from Japan, taking a classic American song and doing it surf style. This is A Day at the Beach 134. Well, that was the Kilauea's right there doing the title track from their little 45 called The Men from Mensch. And Mensch being an acronym for something, and I don't know what. I should contact Rolf and ask him what Mensch means. Anyway, not the word Mensch, but the acronym Mensch. Before that, it was the Bomboras off of their Organ Grinder album, going way back, but new to me. We heard Return of the Death Ray. And the El Caminos before that did Johnny Comes Dragging Home, done only the way El Caminos can do it. That comes from an album called Beat Rama Volume 3, put out by the El Caminos from Japan. It is truly a worldwide podcast here, isn't it, today? All right, let's play another cut from this new Insect Surfer album called Datura Moon. This is the first cut off of it. This is the first song off their new album. It's called Flying Fish Off Ramp. These are the Insect Surfers. Thank you. Well, we just heard the Magustas. They're from San Jose, California. We just heard the final two tracks off of their new Benthic Exploration album. We heard Hot Mix and then concluded with Ascent. Before that, from Australia, it's Marshall and the Martins doing the title track from their Boston Beans LP, and the Insect Surfers with Flying Fish Off-Ramp, and that comes from their new album, came out this summer, Datura Moon. And I'm going to wrap things up now with a band called Gold Dust Lounge. They're going to do a song called Ensenada from their Lost Sunset album. Thanks for listening to the show, Podcast 134. I'd like to thank the Lost Legends of Surf Guitar CD number 1 for the background music today. And I also like to thank Tim Sullivan of the Supertones for providing me with, I think, about 4 CDs, maybe even 5 for giveaways here on the show. And as always, the show would not be possible without the very nice contribution of web space by Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for making this podcast possible. Wouldn't be if it wasn't for him, I guarantee you. So thanks so much. We'll see you next time around. This is a band called Gold Dust Lounge on A Day at the Beach.